So I'm just making a coffee here. Got the baby sleeping soundly for the moment, and I caught a glimpse of something out of the corner of my eye that is sitting in the house, and that thing is a ukulele. And why the heck would Tom Lusher have a ukulele? That's a good question. The reason is Johnny West. Everybody's heard about Johnny West. Johnny West, okay, fine. But what a lot of people don't realize is that as a bar owner who's, you know, playing air guitar and always pretending to to perform the especially Wax Mannequin songs, a gentleman who comes to, what does he come in, once a month? Does Johnny West come into the bar maybe once a month to replace CDs that he gives the bar to give to music lovers? And think about it. There are people who come and see me far more often than once a month. But Johnny realized something, I think, early on when we met. And he gifted me this ukulele. Johnny West Jr. and Sr. Got a ukulele from a place that they get a lot of music gear in Guelph. And he just brought it in one day, unannounced, and said, "Here, I know you want to play something. I think you should play something. Here you go." And I think I just wanted to share that information with people. I recently did an interview for a documentary that's being shot about Johnny West. And Johnny West, for those of you, the uninitiated, he is it's almost like Windsor's Daniel Johnston minus the crazy. He's just a very sweet, genuine, funny, quirky guy who people don't get to see very much of in person. But I was asked to talk about him and what I think about him. And one thing I completely left out of the mix was what I'm telling you now about this ukulele. And it's just, it's amazing once in a while when you look around you, when you have a moment of reflection, or you're just quietly in your house making a coffee, and you see something that somebody has taken the time and effort and genuine interest in you as a person, as trying to give you something that's going to make you better, or enjoy your gifts or talents, or learn something. And Johnny West is somebody who I've only seen really a few handfuls of times. I'm very, very grateful that he did that. And Johnny, if you're listening, thank you again, my man. I've had this thing for, what, almost a year now, and now that Findlay is here, I'm feeling a little more of a push to learn maybe some lullabies, but I need to get this thing tuned. I still have not figured out how to tune this ukulele properly. I know, my dog has fleas, I know all that, except I still don't know necessarily how to tune it properly, top to bottom, left to right, what hands am I using? Anyone wants to help, you can. But anyway, if you see Johnny West from here on out, or you hear his name and you hear about how quirky he is, and you hear about his contribution to Windsor music, he's a bit more than your average bear with regard to just performing. He thinks about other people. And the next time you think about him, I hope you remember that he's an outstanding individual above and beyond any music he's going to produce. Same goes for Johnny Sr., by the way. That's all.